Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So in what way would I not be a good roommate?
The disposition you currently have?
I'm very insulted.
So as you can see, I've got a bit of a problem here.
Well, if I hear you correctly, and I think that I do, my advice to you is to finish your meal, pay your check, leave here, and never mention this to anyone again.
I'm getting some information here on the private talking text line about Jen's roommate habits.
I'm a good roommate.
You keep garbage in the corner?
Every woman does that.
Can't be done, huh?
The switch? The switch. Can't be done.
I wonder.
Do you realize in the entire history of Western civilization, no one has successfully accomplished the roommate switch?
If my roommate wants to get into a bleeping match on this, I got a long list.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Special guest joining us in studio this morning here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You hear her on 620 WTMJ with our buddy Steve Scafidi. New show, Point Taken. If you haven't listened, you should be. It's Kristen Bry, and I always have to say, Bry is in Y. Bry is in Y. It's every time.
Bry is in Try, I don't know why.
Yes, you have that on
it's
your Twitter account.
It's spelled weird.
Kristen joining us in studio, and the first thing she said when she sat down was, hold on, never saw that before, and I'm holding it up on the stream for everybody on YouTube. Kristen, your reaction to the Mark Chamora shirtless photograph that we keep here in the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios.
Yeah, it's there's a reason why it's framed, you know. You should
and
really
it's going
live
home
up
with me
the
today.
Life that you, what, you know, in your prime. Looks great.
What do you mean
looks
it's great. Going home with you today?
Oh, that was no.
How
no.
long has it been in here?
That was a gift,
too long.
Todd.
Oh,
the
it has been.
Was a gift.
It came with us. I think we initially found that when we were still up on Capitol, and it came down with us because those pictures were taken back in the 90s when
well, it
Chewy
says 89.
Was.
Because no. the thing is, he signed it.
Yeah. So he signed it.
But it's Photoshop. That's they. Superimpose my head. I'm totally embarrassed.
Somebody made our former executive producer Ashton Rotman aware that this was available. Somebody was selling it on eBay, so of course we had to buy it.
How much did it go for?
I can't remember.
$6.
I can't remember.
So is it more or less than Deep Thought is going for right now? Last I checked, it's $1,100.
Yes, last check, yeah. Fortunately for us, less than Deep Thought. going for $1,100 right now on government auction.
So Kristen joining us in studio because there was some drama, there was a development. I was gone on vacation, but y'all were paying close attention to this. Kristen, what happened?
Well, the thing is, I'm cheaper than I am embarrassed, and so
you're in the right
Friday,
spot.
Right?
You're in the right,
right?
spot.
So last Friday,
we're your people.
We have a parking garage, which you have to have either a key or you pay to get in and out of. And I left the show on Friday, go to start my car, doesn't start. And this has actually happened to me like 3 weeks ago. So I left it alone then for 3-ish hours for the afternoon, came back, and it started on its own. So I was like, all right, maybe if I come back later, it'll start. Didn't start later. My husband and I come back on Sunday, try to start it again. My husband, I think, thinks he knows what he's doing. I think we now know maybe he didn't because he tried to jump it, wasn't starting. Granted, also we had a screaming toddler in the car, so she wasn't being very patient of like,
sure.
What are we doing right now? I want to get out. So I gave up. So like, on Monday, really not wanting to have to figure out how I was going to get it towed, to pay to get it towed, and then also figure out like how much is this going to cost me to get it fixed. My Hail Mary was to email the entire office. I was like, there's a lot of people who work here. Someone might be able to diagnose what this is.
No, I heard what you were about to say. There's a lot of dudes.
Objectively, there is a lot of dudes. But also, I was just like, someone here is going to know how to diagnose this. And shockingly, people were helpful. Well, at least people really wanted to weigh in.
Well, shockingly, Chewy responded.
Shockingly, Chewy responded, because I'm not sure you and I have ever actually had a conversation.
No, we have not. So I was actually cutting the grass, and I thought my phone beeped, and I thought it was one of you knuckleheads, so I was just going to ignore it. But then I was cutting and reading.
You're cutting the lawn and reading an email at the same time?
Yeah, and reading an email.
No, you don't understand.
That's a big deal.
Chewy doesn't read email ever. So the fact that he read this email and then took it the step further and responded to your email, I think blew all of us away.
While interrupting his favorite thing to do, mowing his lawn.
I'm like honored.
So the background, my wife, we used to own a collision repair center.
Okay.
So my wife knows everything about cars.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to text her. I'm like, I got it. So when you emailed, you said the battery was still working.
So yeah, so when stuck the key in,
yeah.
The lights, some of the accessories were still kind of popping on. So it just wasn't turning over.
I was
over.
Like, sounds like the starter. If it's going, and then I emailed you, and is it going tick, 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 tick? Because if it's that, it's got to be the starter. So that's what I thought it was.
And you were not alone.
Yeah.
Our engineers thought it was the starter. Most people when they emailed me thought it was the starter.
Well, you really plot twisted us Kristen, because you told us that the battery was working only to learn that the diagnosis was
a dead battery.
So then I text Joshy and I'm like, you can bypass the starter if she takes a screwdriver and touches the battery to the solenoid. And Joshy's like, no. And I said, you're right. I don't want to be responsible for killing her in case she gets electrocuted.
What a shame.
This person who I don't know just randomly responded to an email.
I think this interaction, too, was the perfect encapsulation of men and the experience of men. There was a lot of men offering their opinions, whether they should have or should not have. I was privy to one conversation that was patently inaccurate that Kristen was being discussed. And instead, I probably should have.
I was saying, why didn't you weigh in?
Yeah, I didn't want to tell the person who was giving you bad advice to their face they don't know what they're talking about. So I should have probably sought you out after parting of that conversation. And this is all to result in you being helped by
by a woman.
Yes.
By our friend Sam,
yes.
Who has a portable charger in her car, which I'm immediately going to buy because it was super useful. And then you never need to have you rely on another person who has jumper cables. She literally, because it has like a little light on it that you know if it's on the correct way or not. It was a green light. She goes, okay, try starting it.
Fired right up. Yeah.
Those got out of there, sucked, drove though. Directly to Boucher Volkswagen. And I showed them the video of how it was like trying to turn it on. He goes, oh yeah, you just need to replace your battery. Did it in less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
Less than $500. Didn't have to pay for a tow truck.
Awesome.
It was it was nice. The happiest ending I think we could have had.
Yeah.
And now Chewy and I are friends.
Yeah. It's not really the dead battery. It's
one.
The friends we made along the way.
One friend.
Yeah.
The other funny part here is I also didn't want to. I've never met your husband, and I didn't want.
Oh, you've never met him up at the Tundra Trio. He's usually hanging out doing stuff.
I didn't want to be critical of the simple conversation of how sure are we he connected red to red, terminal to terminal. Like, and it seems like that might have been your miss.
Yeah. He said three times since then, he goes, I don't know why it didn't work, but I did.
This is amazing. I mean, because this is, to your point, Joshy, is a glimpse into the male ego.
Yes.
That's what we're seeing here. Right? Yes. It's this, like, because I am a boy, I am innately capable, like just intrinsically capable of diagnosing and fixing a car problem. Yeah. Like, what else does that extend to? Home repairs.
Yes.
Home repairs for sure. Dudes always think that they can repair something around the house.
The best video I've seen on social media in the last year is a girlfriend saying to her boyfriend, hey, will you hang the TV? And he goes, I'll get to it. And she goes, hey, will you show me how to hang a TV? And he's all over it.
Jumps right up from the couch and is like, well, first you got to get a Phillips head. Here we go. So all's well that ends well,
yes,
right?
Yes, we're point. All good.
Okay, well, that is fantastic.
Now.
I'm glad that worked out. And I love that so many people jumped in.
That was actually what was really cool about it, is the fact that there were so many people who immediately wanted to be helpful. Even if they couldn't be helpful, they sent their condolences. And then we got to help a partner, Boucher, out. And so now I have that relationship there. And now I'm here with you guys this morning. It's great.
I also think this. There's no way in hell, not to make this a battle of the sexes, but it sort of has turned into one a little bit here, that a dude in your same situation is putting himself out there the way that you did. She sent a station-wide email, right? Company-wide email to say, hey, I'm in a jam. I don't know how to handle this. Does anybody think they can help me with it?
Well, and think about how usually upset you are when somebody sends a company-wide email. They accidentally hit reply all on something and just, what are we doing here? But no, she was able to get a lot of help from people.
The best thing about this is the second time I've sent a company-wide email. And the first time was when the gate wouldn't open in the parking lot. So I'm just now the girl in the office who has car issues and needs the company to help me at all times.
And there are worse things you could be around the office.
I defer to my wife. Like, we had a switch that was out, and I blew up the track lighting. And she's like, what
did
are you
I
doing?
Tell you?
I know.
I thought you learned your lesson about electricity.
No, I didn't. Well, that's when I stopped.
Oh, so that was
that's
when you stopped.
That's what caused
me
to stop.
All right.
But if there's anything around the house that needs electrical plumbing, that's her. I'm like, have at it.
Bye, yeah. Gal. Kristen, thanks for hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You're welcome back anytime.
That it all worked out. Yeah, we always get to see you as we're leaving the show in the morning or we're heading to our various other things as you guys get ready for the show. Tell everybody when they can hear you and our buddy Steve Scafidi on 620 WTMJ.
We are on Monday through Friday from 10 to 12. We have a lot of fun. It's a lot of politics, but then it's always sometimes a dabbling of other things. Like, we've certainly had fun with the...
Coldplay.
Yep.
You're not alone.
Sure did. So yeah, you can check us out there. You can listen to us as a podcast if you have another show you'd listen to during that time. But and then there's crossover, you know.
Awesome. We love it. So great. Great to have you. And we are so glad that your car situation has been resolved. We'll see you again soon.
Want to tell you about our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. For the windows with the strongest resilience, you need the Pella Experience. The Pella Experience Center lets you see, feel, open, close, and compare dozens of windows and door options from 7 different Pella lines all side by side. This is what's great about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is that not only do they have all these different customizable options with these 7 different Pella lines, but also they have something for every budget. And if you stop by soon and order by July 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Trust Pella, just like I have. I am counting down the days until my new door is on my house. Visit the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield or schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
With various music stages, amusement rides, and delicious food options, the Wisconsin State Fair is the event for endless family fun. Right now, we will be giving away 2 tickets to the fair. Don't miss out on the fun. Caller number 6, 800-990-3776. On the Carbless Talk and Text line, we'll win you 2 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair.
Thanks for that cue to call, Chew. 800-990-3776.
I've moved so fast in my life. I'm exhausted.
I love that he's like, right now? Nice stall tactic by
you. He also did the classic Kevin James bit of he had bad phone number rhythm.
I know. Should I say it twice?
Yeah, your rhythm wasn't the ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba. Like, you were
I'm better with words than numbers. That's the problem. There's the realest thing. 800-990-3776. Is that better?
I mean, the middle 3 were a little quick, but it's fine.
Just for that, it's next better. Time I'm doing this read, it's caller 109.
Just to be clear, what caller was it this time?
I have no idea.
Jeez psst, Louise. Psst. Hey.
6. Seis.
Nailed it.
Sex.
Wow.
What?
In German. Don't you remember European vacation? Don't you? Am I the only one?
Nope.
I'm going to use that because I go to Germany in September.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to distract.
Guten Tag. Me and my family are looking for sex. Schweinland. Now you remember?
Nope. Sure don't. training camp underway for your Green Bay Packers today. Did I hear? I know Joshy's working on the old phone lines, trying to give away some stuff. Did I hear that Joshy is headed up there today to take in the festivities of training camp?
Yeah, they're going to be special live noon to 2. Mr. Irrelevant. And of course, Wildy and Tausch going to be up there as well, with it being the first day of training camp.
And we mentioned earlier that Jordan Love is ranked 68th in the NFL top 100 list. We've been watching to see. I stand corrected. When Joshy guessed, he thought Jordan would be between 70 and 80. Pretty dang close.
Okay.
68. He wasn't in the right 10 group, but 68 when he said 70 to 80 is pretty dang close. There was something else that I saw, and I know we're going to talk about training camp a little bit here, but the Green Bay Packers, by the Athletic guys, on their preseason power rankings, were ranked fifth in the league. Fifth! I know you did power rankings yesterday, too, but when I tell you that the Athletic has Green Bay as the fifth best team right now, again, preseason power rankings, your reaction is?
Too high. Too high. In the NFC or the entire league?
Entire league. Entire league.
Buffalo better. Baltimore better. Kansas City better. Philadelphia better.
Yep.
Washington a tie. Detroit better.
They've got Detroit and Washington behind Green Bay. The other teams are all above them.
Yeah, and I could go with that. So that's probably six or seven.
Where you would have put them.
But then you got teams like the Rams, and you got the Niners, and you got the Cowboys.
What? Yeah? No.
Are they going to be better?
Did you say the Texans? I think you
meant
the Texans.
No. I didn't know.
He's just talking about NFC teams.
I'm just saying on line with them.
The Cowboys aren't going to be ranked ahead of the Packers in any power rankings, but I think the Cowboys are going to be better this year. They were, without Dak Prescott for
a chunk of the year. You're talking about better than they were, not better than Green Bay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Not on the same plane. Maybe a click below.
They're a click below.
What about Washington?
I'm guessing most would have them a click above because they went to the NFC Championship game a year ago.
I'm putting them on the same plane.
I would agree.
San Fran, same plane.
They've got San Fran pretty far down on this list, if I'm being honest.
Half a click down. They lost a lot, Chew.
I know, but
they
lost when you got McCaffrey and Kittle and...
And Robert Saleh back as defensive coordinator. I had no idea that had happened. They've got them at 15. So here's the funny part, right? So this power rankings list came out yesterday, and then The Athletic asked, who have we rated too high? 34% of respondents, they did a poll on The Athletic, 34% of 5,000 votes said the Green Bay Packers are ranked too high. So it seems the general sentiment is the same as Chewy's, which is five is too high for Green Bay right now. Would I like for them to be a top five team by the end of the season? Certainly I would, and maybe they will get there. But I haven't seen enough right now at this point, Gabe, that makes me confident that they will be.
No, a lot of things have, it's the conversation we've had most of this offseason. A lot of things have to fall into place for this team to get where they need to go. Jordan needs to be better. Receiver has to emerge. They have to get something out of their front four. You have to see continued growth from Edgerrin Cooper. Quay Walker has to continue to get better and hopefully stay healthy. Stay healthy at the cornerback position. And if these things happen, yeah, this team can start climbing up. But that's kind of the, okay, we need to see those things. Whereas for a team that, like the Detroit Lions, I understand replacing Ben Johnson is going to be a huge task. But at the same time, they've got a lot of players.
They get Hutchinson back, I believe.
Mine's
Jordan Love. If he plays like he did those last nine games 2 years ago, he'll be top three. They'll be a top three team, but got to see it. I have to see it. So, but it's not far off. I could stomach seven.
Yeah, I think they're a top 10 team.
No, they're a top 10 team, yes.
And so I think the difference here on the Athletics power rankings is they've got Washington at six, they've got Detroit at seven, they have Houston at eight. It sounds like you would slot them between, you would move the Lions and the Commanders up, and you would move the Packers down, at least based on what we have seen thus far.
Where's Minnesota?
They've got them at 10, I believe.
Yes.
Yep. And the other team they have in there is the Rams, in case you were curious, staying in the NFC.
That's Minnesota's 100% J.J. McCarthy.
Who knows? Who knows what J.J. McCarthy is?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're down there.
If he plays like Love did last year, they're inside the top 10.
Right around there.
Because their roster is so
good. Their roster's really good.
And they got a really good coach.
Okay, so let me take this one step further. Staying with The Athletic, as again, training camp getting underway and a lot of people are paying attention to what is going on. The Athletic also pushed over-unders for all of the teams, or as Chewy likes to call them, under-overs. And the over-under for your Green Bay Packers has been set at 9.5.
Oh, over. All day long.
But they went under. So that made me laugh because you have them ranked as the fifth team in the preseason power rankings, and then you're saying the under for wins at 9.5.
So obviously two different writers did these. that's the takeaway. Obviously, yeah, that's the takeaway.
I would put the under over at 10.5.
That's typically a pretty high number. Not a lot of teams.
They're going to win 11 games.
I know. I'm just saying, typically when sports books set these lines, I mean, the double-digit ones are set for...
Can you bet on that?
Yeah, of course you can.
You can bet on the 9.5?
Well, I think that's what it is at Pato. I can take a look real quick.
What do you think we always talk about?
I'm taking that all day long.
The over.
No?
I'm guessing there's not, especially at Pottawatomie, because we're in Wisconsin, I'm guessing there's not a lot of value on the over.
I was going to say.
It's going to be the issue.
Like,
Yes,
we have talked about how we think that the Packers are a 10-win team.
Mm-hmm.
And as we just mentioned, they also think that they could be a 10-win team because they have them ranked as the preseason top five team in the league. But when you go to the over-under list that I was just referring to, I'm scrolling. The reasoning is they're taking the under of 9.5. Packers needed a pass rusher and a receiver this offseason, and they still do. They drafted receiver Matthew Golden, but he's more of a project than an impact newcomer, and they will probably still lean heavily on Josh Jacobs, which is fine. They signed Aaron Banks for a lot of money. He's not a surefire thing. Neither is cornerback Nate Hobbs, who had trouble staying healthy. Could Jordan Love elevate the whole operation? Sure, but do you really want to bet on that?
You know what, though? I just looked at the schedule, and there's really only 5 or 6 locks. No, there are.
So he's really accountable and very consistent. Reliable and consistent.
I mean,
going
locks,
through the schedule, what are the locks?
The locks. Browns, Cardinals, Panthers, Giants, Bears one time. And that's it. Are you looking at it, Gabe?
I don't have the – I've got the over-under numbers.
I mean, the other games, Lions, Commanders, Cowboys, Bengals, Steelers, Eagles, Vikings, Lions, Broncos, Ravens, Vikings.
Yeah, it's a tough schedule.
That is not
fun. It's a tough schedule. They play in a very good division. They're playing the AFC North this year. Yeah, it's a tough schedule.
Wow. Because if Jordan plays the way he did last year,
which is
fine. They're not winning 11 games.
Well, again, it comes down to last year, they lost one game outside of the division. That was it. They lost the first game against Philadelphia, and then every other game against non-division opponents, they won.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that again.
No.
So they have to be better than 1-5 in the division this year.
Okay. They got to be good.
So I want to put this on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll, the Infinity Exteriors Twitter poll. To me, it's the 5, them being ranked 5 in the power rankings, that I like wonder if Packers fans are willing to drink the Kool-Aid on. Right now, do you think the Packers are a top 5 team in the league? And what would it take for them to be a top 5 team in the league? I got to be honest with you, I'm not going to change my standing here. I still think they need to address the defensive line. I still think, and again, you guys may feel like that's not going to happen. You may feel that they may kick the tires on Trey Hendrickson. They may try still to bolster that unit, but for me, until they address the defensive line, I still feel like they're on the outside looking in of the top five.
So we'll revisit your top 5 thing in 2026.
Because they're not going to address it.
I mean, how do you address it at this point?
But if they did.
Training camp's opening today.
Gabe, if they did, would you take the 5? If they got Hendrickson, would you say they're 5? I probably would.
I'd probably still have them on the outside, just because I still need, I want to see somebody emerge offensively other than Josh Jacobs. Like, whether it is Tucker Kraft, whether it is Matthew Golden, like, somebody has to go, hey, 3rd and 6, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I'm getting open. You're getting me the football. I don't care what they're doing. Like, you need that guy. The defense I would feel so much better about, because I feel better about the corners than most people do. Love the safeties, the linebackers between Quay and Edgerrin, good. And then if you have that pass rusher, that defense suddenly looks way different. Goes from, yeah, they're pretty good, to, oh, they got somebody who can get after the quarterback 17.5 times.
You think he re-signs with the Bengals? I mean, Mike Brown is tighter than two coats of paint.
Well, that's the issue, Chew. I think the Bengals would rather just pay him, or if he doesn't show up, they don't have to pay him.
No, I know.
There are the test case for doing the thing we think no one else would do. The Shamar Stewart thing's an example. The Trey Hendrickson, he left town. It's still more likely he ends up there.
Yes.
But if they were to pull a poor move, this is the team you take advantage of. These are the guys who become available on teams that shouldn't be making them available.
If I was power ranking where Trey Hendrickson is for 2025,
yeah.
One is the Bengals, two is nowhere.
Yeah.
Why nowhere?
Because the Bengals just go, hey, we don't care.
Yeah, but Hendrickson's showing up, but then he's pulling his hamstring week one.
He didn't show up.
I know he's not showing
Florida.
Up for. I know he's not showing up for training camp.
But once you're gone, Chu, there's no point in re-showing up unless you got a contract.
Yeah, and all of the reports are that they are still far apart.
But he's
there
not going
to conversations. But it's very clear that they are far apart in negotiations.
He's not going to walk out on how many million is he getting this year?
I think it was like 16 or something.
Yeah,
16 million,
something like
he's
that.
He's showing up. He's just not playing, or he's going to play half-assed. I mean, Keith. I don't know, Keith. Keith did not, Jackson, when they traded for him, he refused to show up.
Yep.
Until the week, the last week before he could get the rest of his salary.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up week 8.
Yeah, 95.
Showed up week 8, and he's like, okay, I'm here. Give me my $3 million or whatever. That's what he's going to do. No, he's not walking out on $16 million. He's not sitting out the whole season. I would guarantee you.
Yeah, again, but that's why I think the most, like the overwhelming majority,
yeah.
most likely outcome is he's playing for the Bengals. Because they have,
I would agree.
Have not flinched on trading him, on not trading him. They haven't flinched even a little bit.
I just don't understand how they can justify this when TJ Watt sits out, they pay him. I mean, this guy's good. He's a really, really good player.
Well,
because Mike Brown is a moron who doesn't know how to functionally run the football team.
Hope they get mad at him and not me.
If you got some time, go look at his press conference prior to training camp.
Oof.
He said all the wrong things. And the level of arrogance and the level of not understanding how the NFL, it's just, it's obvious why they are in two situations they are right now. It's all him.
But also, I watched the Jerry Jones press conference where he was talking about Micah Parsons, who they're reporting is going to be at Cowboys training camp.
He is.
It was yesterday, right? It was the first day of training camp for the Cowboys. And Jerry Jones said all the wrong things also.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Jerry's different. Jerry wants the news. He knows he's going to pay Micah. Every time there's a lull and he can take over. I mean, he did it Super Bowl week. He does it every time. It's just Jerry.
Who would you rather have?
He's going to pay full freight.
Oh, Micah Parsons.
Over Hendrickson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 26.
I'm just saying for this upcoming year.
Micah Parsons.
Did you think he'd be closer?
He stunk last time the Packers played him.
Well, the entire team stunk.
Fair.
That was also two years ago. That was 2 years ago. That wasn't this past.
And he stopped.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Go ahead and weigh in on that on our Twitter account, on
One
our
came
Infinity
2 years
Exteriors
ago.
Twitter poll. Are the Packers a top 5 team? The Athletic has them as the number 5 team in their preseason poll. Do you agree? Let us know, 800-990-3776.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. All right, so what does that mean? Means you should probably be listening to me when I talk about Mentality. You've heard me talk about Mentality, a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best for years now. If you are dealing with low testosterone, you might not even know it. If you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy to attack your day that you once had, those are all signs of low testosterone. So work with Mentality. Go through their process. Go to lowtusa.com. Book that appointment. And if your testosterone levels are low, you then can continue to work with Mentality as they will give you a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. It's what they've done for me. And it's not one size fits all. It's not, oh, hey, here's what you need. You know, now go about your day. No, it's every 12 to 13 weeks, I'm back with Mentality. They're checking up on me, making sure that the testosterone levels are where they need to be. And if they're not, they will adjust the dosages. It is fantastic. I cannot swear by it enough. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mentality. Lowtusa.com.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
When Kristen Bry was in studio with us at the top of the hour, she referenced Deep Thought. Not to be confused with the SNL skit from all those years ago, Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy. But Deep Thought, of course, is the boat that they removed from the shores of Lake Michigan here in Milwaukee. And now they are auctioning it off. I don't know if anybody has the auction site in front of them.
I think
Kristen said that the latest number was like over a grand. Where are we at now?
Yeah, still sitting at $1,100 since I woke up today. It's been sitting there at $1,100. Doesn't close until August 5th. So plenty of time to get your bids
in. Well, we've all
plenty of time.
We've all been to an auction, a silent auction, if you will. And you walk past something. You're like, ooh, I like that. But you don't want to put a bid in because... You know, you want to keep it low. You don't want to start a bidding war. So my guess is that's what happens. The closer we get to that end date, the more we'll see some action on it. What would you do with it? What would you do with the boat?
I mean, obviously, could you sell it for salvage and get more than what you're bidding for?
There's nothing left to salvage, Chew. It's already been torn apart. There are holes in the boat. It's basically four walls with graffiti at this point.
Exactly. What would you do with it? I mean, you put it in your yard and neighbors are going to complain and the town's going to fine you.
How is that any different than the beasties that all my neighbors have in the yards?
What are beasties?
Those figurines. Those
lawn trash?
Maybe it's called lawn trash. I don't know.
That's what Angie calls it.
I don't know what beasties are, going to be honest.
Yeah. Those,
the guys, the little figurines.
Gnomes?
They were popular like 20 years ago or whatever. You could buy them. They were painted different things. They look like hippopotamuses, but they're not. I thought they were called beasties. Maybe they're not. Maybe I'm the only one who calls them beasties.
Even your description, I don't know what
I have no idea.
About.
They're the figurines that people put in their yards. They were on the corners all over. Oh my God. In Milwaukee, they had them on all the corners. They had artists, local artists who painted them in different designs. And then you could bid on them and auction them and people have them in their yards.
I've got a fence.
That's not it.
Got a couple nice flowers.
I thought they were called beasties. Maybe they're not.
Got a driveway.
I found what you're talking about here. Dennis Pearson made them, and I believe auctioned them off. They seem to be dinosaurs.
Yeah. Come on, guys. You've seen them. They're called beasties. These things.
Never
seen
one.
And then they're painted.
Never.
Really?
I've never seen one of those.
There are a lot of people in our neighborhood that have these suckers in their yards. Yeah.
Is Dennis a neighbor or something? Yeah. I've never seen these.
Maybe Dennis is a neighbor. They're all different sizes and colors and stuff.
Those are cool, but I've never seen
them. Now he's coming around.
Literally. Have never seen one of those.
No, I
haven't
either.
Pine trees in his yard, who's calling it lawn trash. I was very confused. So anyway, would you do that with it? Would you just put it in the yard and it would be like a conversation piece?
Seems like a waste of space.
I can't believe I'm the only one who knew what a beastie was.
No, I would not put that in my yard.
Well, because you would not be allowed to put it in your yard.
And also, would you sully the lawn? No. I mean, I was thinking, guys, maybe you own a bar or you want to open a bar, right? And you're looking to draw up a little publicity, attention. Maybe you buy it, you shell it, and you use that as sort of the sign on the bar, you know, and you write Deep Thoughts and you name the bar Deep Thoughts and you play off of this whole, you know, Milwaukee sort of exclusive thing. I don't
know. But that seems expensive.
$1,000?
To put a boat on the roof of your bar doesn't seem like it would
I feel like if
be
you had
worth
a,
it.
A big patio and you could somehow make it safe and have that like tucked in a corner.
Sure.
That could be something. But I can't imagine the insurance company that you're paying is going to be too thrilled about a dilapidated boat.
Seems you're not trying to sail it.
Yeah, but just the dangers.
People climbing
and,
on it? It's not going to be good for anybody.
The only thing I can picture is having like a bar and you throw it up there on the roof and that's like, oh, this boat, it's a conversation piece. And maybe, you know, you're driving around. Look, we were in the Dells this past weekend for vacation. They got plenty of that type of stuff in the Dells, you know, like a boat sitting in the front lawn or a boat sitting on the roof of a bar wouldn't be that unusual up in the Dells.
Now, I would buy it. Make it float if I could have an F-18 or whatever come by and just drop a bomb and blow it to smithereens. That would be cool.
On Earth?
That would be cool.
I mean, that's the most expensive option that
Can't
we've come up with.
Can't you just get some M-80 or something
no,
like
no,
that?
No, no, no. I just want to see. Because for the jets that were flying over for the air show.
Yeah.
The Blue
just
Angels.
To see one of those things drop something and ha-bam! That'd be cool.
Just turn on a Marvel movie and get your rocks off that way. I mean, goodness. What the hell are we talking about?
Yeah. You can't drop a bomb in the lake and not kill a bunch of fish, right?
He gives me more crap than anybody I know. I mean, seriously.
More than your wife?
And
he gives you more crap than your wife does?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is surprising, actually. Just understanding marital dynamics, it seems. She would have the upper hand there. All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to, and we are running out of time. Go figure. That's what we do here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
It is a Wendorf Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and Heels, the Tony Wendorf and Associates, bring you our conversations with Adam Schefter each and every week. If you missed it earlier today, check it out on the podcast and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf and Associates, First Weber Real Estate Services, helps people make their own big moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service, they're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move. Get in touch with Tony Wendorf and Associates.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues next on 94.5 ESPN.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now one of the top causes of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce experiencing higher than normal levels of stress. I just got back from vacation and it was great. Total detachment, right? But it's not a long-term solution if you're dealing with stress on a daily basis. Don't forget, therapy can help you navigate whatever challenges the workday might bring. I have benefited from therapy. I've been doing it for almost 20 years now at this point, and I feel like it has really helped me in my interpersonal relationships and navigate some of those challenges that creep up on you or maybe slap you right in the face. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform. They've got more than 30,000 therapists, and they've served more than 5 million people globally. And it has a rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on more than 7 million client reviews. It is convenient. You can do it from your home, and you can switch therapists at any time. If you are sitting there going, I'm really struggling and I don't know what to do, this is an answer. BetterHelp. BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout will get you 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/timeout, because we're all better with help. All righty, let's see how we did on the old polls this morning. Will the Brewers have another double-digit win streak this season? 86% of people say no. Do you think they will have a 5-game win streak?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Six? Seven?
Yeah.
They're all going
well, again, like, they're trying to figure out where the out button is. Well, trying to figure, I mean, again, these win streaks are incredibly rare. The Brewers.
They're going to have a 5-game losing streak, too.
No.
Yes.
No.
It just happens.
No.
Okay. It's like batters.
I don't think they'll have a 5-game losing
with the pitching?
Streak. I don't think they're going to lose 5 in a row.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Fair enough.
No, it's tough to have the record that they do. It's tough to be one of the best teams in the league and have a 5-game losing
streak.
But
I think you, Chu, you nailed it with the pitching staff that they have.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have guys go out there and you're going to have them dominate. And look, again, The Miz dominated last night. We mentioned him. 7 strikeouts in 3 2/3 innings, guys, is pretty dang good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And again, I had to have that conversation with myself. Relax, Jen. Relax. Not that I had a couple bucks on the old 7.5 over for strikeouts or anything. But again, we're playing the long game here. We want him healthy. We want him available. We want him dominating down the stretch. And if you have to pull him a little early in these games, so be it. We also put it on the poll. Do you agree with the Packers being ranked a top 5 NFL team? That by The Athletic, their preseason poll, 58% of people say no, they don't. And I think that's fair. We haven't seen enough from the Green Bay Packers. There's a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hope. But there are still some glaring areas that you really need guys to step up in order for them to perform at the level that we need them to perform at for a Super Bowl run.
Do we think they change? And this is something I want to ask Jason, because the first two games are going to be so important, right? You can't start 0-2. Everybody knows that it's like 90% of the time you start 0-2, you're not going to make the playoffs. And they start with two tough games, granted both at home, against the Lions and the Commanders. Do they change how they approach training camp to try to hit the ground running a little bit earlier in the season? Because it's such a tough start.
No. No.
What
I think they do the same.
I don't know. Whether it's playing these guys a little bit more in some preseason games, getting them a little bit more action, just so they're accustomed to that. Playing a game the way you guys used to. Because it seems like in the NFL, everybody just wants to ease into the season. But when you have a tough start...
And they have the early bye, too, right?
Yeah, tough to ease into the season.
The only thing I'd like to see them do is this is my receiver. He's getting more reps instead of just the share thing. I'm not a fan.
Well, it all begins today as the Green Bay Packers report to training camp. Our guy Josh DiMaggio will be up there this afternoon, and I'm sure Will DeAntelis will be talking about it right now on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.